Macmillan Audio presents Last Snow by Eric Van Wassenbeer. Read for you by Richard Ferrone. Moscow, April 5th. Jack McClure, cell phone to his ear, stood in his hotel suite staring out at the arc-lit onion domes of Red Square. It was snowing. The last snow, it was predicted, of a protracted and, even for Russia, frigid winter. Red Square was nearly deserted. The swirling black wind swept the last of the tourists, shoulders hunched, digital cameras stuffed inside their long coats to protect them, back to their hotels where steaming cups of coffee waited, spiked with vodka or slivovitz. Jack had arrived here a week ago with the presidential entourage on a trip that was both politically necessary and culturally important, which was why the First Lady and the First Daughter had been invited along. The trip had been arranged, brokered might be a more accurate term, by General Atchison Brandt, who had commanded a wing in the Gulf War. He was both a decorated veteran and, now that he'd retired, a revered military analyst for both CNN and ABC. He knew everyone in Washington who mattered. When he spoke, senior politicians of both parties listened. Though the former administration's mini-Cold War with Russia, and President Yukin in particular, had raged for 8 years, General Brandt had made it his business to keep the private lines of communication with Yukin open. His public criticism of the former administration's hard line against Russia had led to a brief summit between Yukin and the former president. Though nothing of substance had come of it, General Brandt had been praised on both sides of the Senate aisles for his efforts. However, at the moment, General Brandt was...